in Montreal. Maybe I'm not, but I'm saying I am. Listening to 1690 AM CJ Low Radio. Now it's time to play my record. I learned to get with my hands to do
better like dude, you know better. For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljoud. This Monday, McGill's Gaza Solidarity Encampment launched the Youth Summer Program in response to the transnational student call-out to revolt for Rafah. The SPHR organization stated that the goal of this program is to educate the youth of Montreal and to redefine McGill's elite institutional legacy by transforming its space into one of revolutionary education. Several formal complaints have been made against this program to McGill University and the SPVM. Immigration Minister Mark Miller said on X that the program incites hatred and that protesters have reached their limits to freedom of expression. That being said, the content of this program includes Arabic lessons, historical lessons about the Palestinian resistance, political discussions, cultural activities, and more. Everything is being taught by students, community members, and faculty. On Tuesday, the McGill encampment held a press conference in which they addressed an email that had been sent to them by McGill's administration. In this email, McGill announces that the encampment has refused the offer they had made on June 10th. The administration offered to explore divestment from weapons manufacturers, fund displaced scholars, and increase investment disclosures. Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights said that the offer fell short of providing material change, seeing as it does not promise divestment or boycott. McGill also confirmed that students rejected possible mediation. However, members of the encampment said that this is a lie and that they had reached out to continue discussions with the university. On April 15, CUTV journalist Savannah Craig was arrested while covering a pro-Palestine sit-in at Scotiabank in downtown Montreal. Despite identifying herself as press with valid credentials, Craig was charged with mischief alongside protesters. On Thursday, Women Press Freedom held a press conference outside of Montreal's Palais de Justice, calling for the charges against Craig to be dropped. Craig stated that she will continue to cover actions and do her job, but is concerned that other journalists might be discouraged to cover some topics. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me. I hope everyone's having a good Sunday afternoon. This is my first show on the radio. I'm really excited. I have, hopefully, a good playlist set up for today. So just introducing some of the songs. I went to a few shows this week in Montreal, and they're really fun. I had the opportunity to go to Franco and see Psy Béliveau. And on Friday, I went to L'Hémisphère Gauche and had a sick bill on Friday. Four bands, two from Montreal and one from Ottawa and Toronto, one of them being Roach and Backseat Dragon from Ottawa. So I'll be playing those and then introducing the rest of the songs. So I really hope you enjoy today's set. And first song is Beer Belly by Roach, followed by Sudoku by Backstreet Dragon. And then I'll be playing some francophone music by Psy Béliveau with his song called Income Tax. Enjoy.
Wake up at 10 a.m. Is it really for you? Cause it's really for me. I've gotta brush my teeth again. Cause I keep throwing up everything that I eat. I've gotta take my clothes again. Cause I can't seem to tell when I'm going crazy. I've gotta brush my teeth again. Cause I keep throwing up everything that I eat.
City never sleeps. Friday now our money sous la bosse. À cause mes poches sont pleines and I'ma blow a few. Va blow et fréguin 200 pièces à Walmart.
Va blow et fréguin 200 pièces à Walmart.
Va blow et fréguin 40 pièces au Taco Bell.
Va blow et fréguin 40 pièces au Taco Bell.
Va remplir ma carte de fréguin Supreme Gas.
Va remplir ma carte de fréguin Supreme Gas.
Va blow et fréguin 300 pièces au liquor store.
Va blow et fréguin 300 pièces au liquor store.
Income Tax by Petit Béliveau. Forgot to mention, but he'll be back in Montreal November 22nd at MTELUS. Highly recommend seeing him live. Seeing him on Wednesday at the Franco Festival at Place des Arts was absolutely insane. Loved every second of it. Accidentally showed up late, but the remainder of the show that I got to see was fantastic. Coming up next are a few bands from Ottawa. I had the chance to go to one of their house shows, like seeing a concert like in someone's house. Really fun. You just get to meet people within that crowd and like jam to like a concert in someone's living room, which is, I don't know how to describe it, but such a fun feeling. And highly recommend if you have the chance to go to a gig like that. If you know someone invites you, you should definitely go. So this next song is by Obliterator, and it's called Secret Inquiry. It's been on my top song on Spotify lately. I just can't stop listening to it, and I hope you all enjoy it as much as I do. And then I'll be playing Sorry Snowman, another local band, and Fan Club Wallet, which is a band from Ottawa, and they've been pretty huge, pretty successful as well. And they're all kind of in the same group, social circle, and they're all super talented, so I hope you all enjoy it as much as I do.
Search for in the stories told by strangers. The 24th edition of Suoni per Il Popolo stirs things up June 13th to the 23rd. Experimental, punk, jazz, noise, weirded out sounds, a film series, workshops, all jammed into 12 days to throw some fun and inspiration at our messed up world. Anthony Braxton and Wolf Eyes, Backwash, Irreversible Entanglements, Geneva Jacuzzi, and so much more. Full lineup and information about day passes and tickets can be found on suoniperilpopolo.org or follow us at suoniperilpopolo.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM.
CJLO 1690 AM. 25 years and we're still getting louder.
So coming up next is Game by Sorry Snowman, followed by Band Like That by Fan Club Wallet.
Why did my houseplants die? I'm
That was Band Like That by Fan Club Wallet. For those tuning in, I'm Jalen, and I'm playing a mixture of songs from local and up-and-coming bands in Canada. Just played a few songs from some local bands in Ottawa, and now I'll head to the geographic region of Montreal and play some bands from Montreal. So I'll start off with Radio Circus by the Wesleys, whom I absolutely adore, just the sweetest people ever, and like love their new album that came out in April or March. Sorry about if I got the date wrong. They'll actually be in Montreal at Quai des Brumes on June 28th. So I'll definitely be there. And this is their song, Radio Circus, from their latest album. Enjoy.
Radio Circus, and I feel like
That was Radio Circus by the Wesleys. Up next is another local band called Down The Last Waltz In with their song Down Under. I actually got introduced to this band, well, through the radio, through CJLO, when the Wesleys was on air, I believe in February or January, on the Go-Go Magic radio show. I don't know who played it, but they chose a song, and I absolutely adored it. I believe, yeah, The Last Waltz and the Wesleys have been in Calgary for the Sled Festival, I believe. I hope I didn't butcher the name or actually got it right. But they'll be in Montreal too, July 12th at Les Foufounes Électriques. And after Down Under, I'll be playing Cola, another Montreal fave, with their latest release called Albatross on their new album. And they'll be coming to Montreal on July 20th at, I believe, the Fairmount Theatre. I'll be there, so I hope you enjoy the music and want to come dance with me at their gig. I actually think I'll go to, like, the Wesleys, the Last Waltz, and all, and Cola, so I think I'll be at all the live shows in Montreal. So if you want to come boogie with me, I'll be at all three shows. So this is Down Under by the Last Waltzes.
Thank you.
Up next is Tongue Tied and Twisted by the Get-Alongs, a band from Toronto. So now moving on to some of my favorite bands from Toronto. I actually lived there for a few years. I did my undergrad there and had the chance to explore some of the local venues and meet some local bands that I think are fantastic. Unfortunately, I don't have the time today to play them all, but I'll treat you guys to a few of my faves. The Get-Alongs are absolutely talented and love them. Saw them live once, and for some reason, always managed to never make their shows in Toronto, but at least I got to see them live once. And then another classic Toronto band I'll be following up with, Ducks Limited, with their song 18 Cigarettes. Actually, my best friend Amanda introduced me to the band, and you know how music brings people together and you communicate your love with your friends and your family with music. I think our love language is definitely music, and we've been to, I don't want to say so many, but we've been to as many gigs as we possibly can. And I just want to give her a shout out and thank you. I owe a lot of my taste in music to her and a lot of other people, but I wanted to highlight Amanda. If you're listening, I miss you, and this one's for you. And then I'll be playing another song that she introduced me to. It's called Salaryman by Kiwi Jr. She sent me the song when I was living abroad across the pond, and some days I really miss Toronto, and this song really brought me back home, or to my temporary home, my home for 3 years. So I hope you guys enjoy this part of the show. Getting a bit emotional thinking about it, but you know, at least the music makes me feel close to Toronto, which is a weird thing to say, but I do miss it sometimes. Well, enjoy.
Can't help but listen. Festival International Nuit d'Afrique invites you to its 38th edition. Join us in Montreal for the best of world music from July 9th to the 21st. Over 700 artists, 6 concert venues, 2 outdoor stages, and much more. For 13 days, come and discover the biggest names and the newest sensations from Africa, the Caribbean, and Latin America. Full program and tickets on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Spins and remixes every Sunday from 12 to 1 with your host Noel on the Bones.
CJLO 1690 AM. Years of radioactivity.
I hope you all enjoy the Toronto segment of the show. Up next are a few bands from Vancouver. Yeah, no, I really divided the show into like geographic regions. I think I'll be more creative next week. Up next is Babe Corner with their song Cigarette. Actually, it's a funny story. The lead guitarist of this band is married to the lead guitarist of Peach Pit, and funnily enough, I did not know who Peach Pit was until I moved to London for a year when my friend from Vancouver, well, Victoria, apologies, told me about Peach Pit, and I felt embarrassed that I didn't know this huge band from Canada as a Canadian. So it was a bit embarrassing. But through that, I discovered Babe Corner and subsequently got to meet the band when they came touring, and well, with Hayley Blaze and a few other the bandmates came to do some solo gigs in London and got to chat with them. And then they told me about Rat Boy, which is another sick band from Vancouver. I'll be playing their song Victoria. I guess like they're all songs I'll be playing today from Vancouver, part of the same Vancouver musical ecosystem. But it's funny how things turned out. Ended up seeing Peach Pit with my friend Sylvan. If you're listening, thank you so much for introducing me to Peach Pit. It had to happen, and you're the one that told me about them. Absolute sick show to see in London. Hopefully they'll be back in Montreal. I know they were in Montreal last year for Oceaga, but I wasn't able to go. Anyways, these are some sick bands and sick songs from Vancouver, going all the way to the West Coast, starting with Cigarette, then Victoria, and then one of my faves from Peach Pit, even though they're very famous, Lookout, which is from their latest album From 2 to 3. Anyways, enjoy.
Thank you. I hear tonight, words you like.
That was Lookout by Peach Pit. Well, I guess this is like the end of my show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It was such a pleasure to host my first radio show on CJLO. An absolute treat. Hopefully I'll be back next week. Noah, sorry, it's really hot in here. I have like the jitters. Just like so fun to just share your passion with a wide audience and with your friends. And I hope everyone liked the songs I played today. I know. That'll definitely be playing a little focus of what I want to do on the show. What I did today was focusing on Canadian bands, but not, you know, not just like the big names like Peach Pit and CBD Vore, pretty big, and Ducks Limited is pretty big in Toronto, but also, you know, showcase some local bands, you know, those, you know, the type of bands that like play shows, which is like a very intimate venues, and kind of, you know, share those songs to a wider audience because it's on.